A few weeks back, the world got the shocking news that the rapper Rich Homie Quan had suddenly passed away. I covered the situation when it first happened, and like I said in that video, I was suspicious of this whole thing. I felt that it was strange how Quan suddenly passed away while waiting to be called as a witness in the Young Thug YSL trial. At that moment, we were only given small bits of information about his passing, but now, the police body cam footage has been released, and many people online feel like there was something suspicious about how his family was behaving, making even more people believe that Rich Homie Quan might have been set up. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Rich Homie Quan's death. Let's get right into it. It's been a couple of weeks since the passing of Rich Homie Quan, and even with all the information released, many people are left with so many questions. Initially, it was unknown what caused Quan's passing. It was first reported by the media that his baby mother found the rapper unresponsive laying in the living room couch. His baby mother, whose name Amber, called 911 after she woke up and noticed he wasn't responding or breathing. Her story is that she found him sleeping on the couch when she woke up to take the kids to school at around 8 a.m., When she got back from dropping off the kids, she saw Quan still laying on the couch and covered them with a blanket. She then went back to sleep, and when she woke up around 11 a.m., she noticed he was still on the couch. She went to wake him up and noticed he wasn't responding and wasn't breathing at all. This is when she called 911 and the paramedics were dispatched. Now, for the first few days, we had no idea what really happened to him, and we were waiting for new information. A couple weeks after his passing, though, his cause of death was finally released. His passing was labeled accidental due to a mixture of substances that were found in his system. It appears that Quan joined the long list of celebrities who passed away from substances. Sad, but something that has become a common scenario in the music industry. The only thing is, something seems so off about Quan's passing, and many believe his passing was no accident. Many people online and even the police officers who responded felt that there was possibly foul play involved. There are a few reasons people think something was off, one being his rival Young Thug's trial that's currently taking place. Quan was actually scheduled to testify in the YSL trial before his passing, but what's raising the most questions was the behavior of some of the friends and family that were at the house when the police arrived. Recently, body cam footage of the police officers who responded to the 911 call has been released, and it raises some serious questions. One of the main things people have been questioning is how the baby mother Amber was behaving when the police officers were questioning her.
Conscious. Rest in peace and progress.
He said last he seen him here at 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I know he didn't come in I left to take my son to school this morning. He was late on the couch. But I seen like mail all over the floor, like he had knocked over something, like he was trying to get somewhere to sit down. I don't know.
Those guys will sit down.
So, when I left, he was still awake. I checked on him, and I put a blanket over him. I came back. I'm like, okay, he's still good. I left him there. He'll usually just get up and come in the room. So, after that, I woke up around 11. I'm not coming here. And I don't feel his pulse, his heart, or anything.
So, when he saw him the first time, was he breathing?
He was breathing, but he was breathing hard.
He was breathing hard, but you didn't think nothing of it.
He was just asleep.
Does he have any underlying condition or anything?
No, not that I know of. He's never been having to been on medication, hospital, or anything.
Okay. So, you said last time he went out, you said he went to the club last night or something?
No, he didn't go anywhere.
Okay.
He didn't go nowhere.
Okay. So what you say he came in, he was laying on the couch.
Yeah, when I came out the room, our room is right here. He was laying on the couch when I took my son to school this morning.
Okay, this one, okay.
He was good. I came back, he was still good. I put a blanket over him.
Did you talk to him by any chance or anything? Or
no, we didn't talk. He was just asleep. Mm-hmm. So I left him there, I put a blanket over him, and I got up at 11, and I come in here, I feel his face cold. That's how I knew he was breathing, because his earring was moving, because his pulse.
Yeah, okay, his pulse. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, they're working on him. So you say he was foaming out the mouth?
Yeah, I turned his face over, not seeing, like,
do you see anything, maybe anything he might have taken or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right, thank you. What's your name, ma'am?
Amber.
Amber, all right. Just give us a second what they're working on, okay? Gritty's the best, so we'll do whatever they can, all right? So anybody, what was he doing yesterday?
He wasn't doing anything.
Did he eat anything, Mike?
Yeah, he ate yesterday.
Okay. They're working on it, okay? Yes. You know this? Nah. Yeah.
As you saw for yourself, Quan's baby mother Amber tells the police what happened. Now, while we already know all this information, what people are more concerned about is how she was behaving during speaking to the officer. Many people have pointed out a lack of emotions coming from a woman who just lost her boyfriend and baby father. People are also calling out the fact that she was wiping her eyes as if she were crying, but no tears appear to show on her face. People are also talking about the way she was talking, which seemed forced and almost an act. While we don't know how people are going to react to a situation like this, I myself feel that her behavior doesn't match what I would expect from someone who just lost someone so important to them. Now, we don't know, maybe this is just the way she reacted to this situation. But what gets me is the way that she's talking and wiping her tears that aren't there, and it makes her seem like she's hiding something. I'm not saying she has anything to do with what happened to Quan, but it appears that she might know more than what she's leading on. Many people believe that because of her behavior here, she might somehow be involved in all of this. Another person who raised a lot of questions was his own brother, who was also at the house. The brother, when questioned by police, said some interesting things that didn't seem to hold up. Apparently, Quan's brother found them passed out on the ground with food still in his mouth. He claims that he carried his brother to the couch and left him there. He even goes on to show the officers a photo of Quan sleeping with food in his mouth as proof.
Hey, what's your relationship to the brother?
Okay.
You live here too, right? Did you make contact with him yesterday or anything?
I saw him this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Like at 3, 4 in the morning, I put him on the sofa. Because he was just asleep. I mean, so.
Mm-hmm.
So he was snoring and shit, so I... That's how he was sleep this morning. Snoring.
Something's wrong, right? Does he sleep like
that?
No,
I don't want her coming out at all. They aren't.
So you found
him on the sofa? Yeah, I put him on the sofa. Because he was snoring. He was snoring. He was still snoring. He was asleep. Like, but I see he had food in his mouth. So I'm like, how the fuck you fall asleep with food in your
mouth? This is the food they was eating?
It was like,
look at this. Does he sleep like that?
He sleep hard.
No, like with his eyes like that.
Yeah, he sleep hard. I would have called somebody if I ain't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If it didn't look normal, I would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I've seen him sleep like that before.
But with the mouths and stuff like that, yeah.
He was fine when I came back, but when I got up just now.
So you saw him last, was he on the sofa or the floor?
Sofa. They told me to put him on the floor.
On the floor. But I put him on the sofa.
Okay.
I'm the one that dragged him and put him right here.
Okay.
Okay.
As you heard for yourself, Quan's brother found him passed out on the floor and for whatever reason didn't think to call 911. Instead, he laid them on the couch and took a photo of him with food in his mouth. It was also strange that just like the baby mother, there was no tears on his brother's face and almost no emotion was shown over losing his own brother. Another man there was Quan's engineer and he seemed to behave the most suspicious. He, for whatever reason, didn't even want to tell the police his name. I understand some people don't trust the police and I am one of them. But if someone passed away in the same house I'm in and I have nothing to do with it, I'm going to answer every question as honest and direct as possible. I know that if I withheld any information, that it would only make me seem more suspicious.
Yeah. Hey bro, who is it to you?
The front.
Does he have an underlying disease you know about? How long you know him?
I know him for at least 5-6 years.
Okay. Did he eat anything? Did he order something yesterday? Or what do you think?
I have no idea. I didn't even know. I was up in the room. but this girl just called my name, and that's the song.
Okay.
And she was on the phone with the 911.
Yeah.
And they were telling us to start CPR.
Does he have any underlying disease or anything that you guys know of? Diabetic, nothing?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, you think girl should know stuff like that.
Yeah, she says she does. Okay. What's your name, boss? What's your name?
I need to say something?
Yeah, just need your name because we're in the house.
I'm a confirmer.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Otherwise, if you don't want to talk to me, you're going to talk to somebody else. Okay, cool.
Of course.
This one.
Okay.
Write it down for me. Date of birth.
Hey.
Yeah,
man. They just took me to the hospital.
Oh,
hour. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a. Get a different phone number.
Be transporting. I'll be following. Grade Unit 76, off the grade.
Yeah, you saw him at 3-4 in the morning too, right?
Mm-hmm. As you saw for yourself, he seems to avoid the police at all costs and doesn't even want to give the police his name. To me, it also appears like he has a guilty look on his face that may suggest he knows something he's not saying. Just like this mysterious woman who was at Kwan's house when the police arrived. This mystery woman claimed to be the engineer's friend and stated she wasn't at the house when Kwan passed away. She claimed that when she arrived, Kwan was already gone and that she didn't even notice. When the police asked her what time she arrived, she claimed she didn't remember.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
All right, you understand something happened, and we're here to just investigate. That's it.
That's fine. I have nothing.
Okay, I understand. I'm asking you some questions. That's it. All right? I mean, you're walking away from me. I'm trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, spell your first name for me.
K-I-A-R-A.
Okay. What is your last name?
Brownie.
What's your date of birth, Ms. Brownie? What's your phone number, ma'am? Your phone number? Somebody passed away upstairs. We are here to investigate that. And we talked. I understand it, but we have got the information from everybody else in there that's been in this house. Anybody that's been in this house, came and gone from this house, we want to get information from them and talk to them, okay?
Okay.
All right? That's simple as that. You drive a vehicle?
Huh?
You drive a vehicle?
Yes.
What's your vehicle? Which one is yours?
The Honda Civic.
A Honda Civic? When did you arrive at the house? Was it today or yesterday?
Today.
What time?
I'm not sure.
Was it before or after the incident happened?
It was like right after the incident happened.
Okay. And how are you related to the family? Who are you friends with?
I'm just friends with one of the people that stay in the house.
Name?
Quick.
Quick. So you're Quick's friend?
Correct.
Okay. And you don't remember what time you arrived?
No. I have no idea what has transpired before or after. I was just in the room.
Okay.
Just trying to leave.
Did you hear anything that might stand out? Any commotion, anything like that? Okay.
Anybody else where you are?
No.
No, okay.
Right, did you spend a night here, or did you?
No,
you
I say didn't
you say you came
I
here.
Have a bag.
Okay, so what time did you come? Like around afternoon.
I don't remember. I don't know. It's like around maybe noon, maybe.
Noon. Okay.
Maybe.
Was there a lot of people here when you came?
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. What was the purpose of your visit?
I didn't see anybody. I came to see my friend.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
As you saw for yourself, this mystery woman was acting awfully suspicious. Her face also had this guilty look all over it. She doesn't want to answer any questions and tries to leave as the officer is questioning her. This, to me, raised major red flags, and I'm not buying her story. What was she doing at that house while Kwon had passed away? You can tell she was trying to avoid the conversation entirely. To me, all of this seems to indicate that something might be being covered up. Maybe some of those people who were there know more than they're letting on. The baby mother's reaction, the strange mysterious woman, the brother who finds him with food in his mouth passed out on the ground, and the suspicious engineer, it all seems like major red flags. While this video doesn't make them guilty of anything, it does make this situation more suspicious. This is even something the police that responded said themselves, as they literally decided to call homicide division because they believe something was off.
Can you give me the following?
Yeah, follow him. I'm gonna get
139. Yeah, something in. See what homicide says in the middle of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, something in. See what homicide says in the middle of life. It is?
Yeah, I'm a side. I'm on 47 call at 4680 Hamden Forest Drive Southwest. Got called out here. Girlfriend stated that this morning she woke up around like 6:45, 7 o'clock to drop her kids off to school. And she noticed that her baby father was asleep on the couch.
As you heard for yourself, even the officers felt that something was off. Now, while I don't know why anyone in that house would have wanted something happen to Kwon, I do know someone that definitely benefited from his passing. Young Thug is literally on trial right now for allegedly taking out Kwon's manager, Donovan Nut Thomas. Kwon himself believed that Young Thug took him out and even claimed that Thug attempted to take him out and his father in the past. It was actually reported that Kwon was set to testify in the trial, and then poof, he's no longer here to be able to do that. Considering Kwon had already said that Thug was allegedly behind what happened to Donovan on the recording, imagine what he might have said in that trial. It was definitely in Young Thug's best interest if Kwon was no longer around to give that testimony. I wouldn't be surprised at all, and I actually think that Thug might have allegedly played a part in all of this. Considering that members of his entourage were arrested while performing a sacrifice offering, who knows what Thug and his crew is capable of?
Tonight, a bizarre update in the YSL trial involving Atlanta rapper Young Thug. Well, his attorneys filed a motion claiming that his co-defendant, Shannon Stillwell, was arrested, quote, while in the midst of a religious ceremony which involved supposed to sacrifice of goats. Stillwell faces several charges, including this new motion was filed to exclude this evidence from the trial.
I wouldn't put it past Young Thug to have had Kwon sacrificed to prevent them from talking. Young Thug is into some dark stuff and has proven time and time again that he is an occultist. He is literally being charged with several bodies that he allegedly ordered. One of those bodies is Rich Homie Kwon's own manager. Do you really believe that he wouldn't set up Rich Homie Kwon to get him out the way? According to Kwon himself, he not only tried to take him out, but also his father, and actually took out his manager. Now, what I believe might have happened is that Kwon was set up. His dealer was most likely paid off to sell him laced substances. I also believe someone in his home could have been involved in this plot. I believe someone in the inside could have been paid off in order to make sure no one called the ambulance to help him. To me, it could explain why after his brother saw him passed out on the ground with food in his mouth, he didn't try to help him or call for help. I'm not saying his brother did anything, but I am saying that it's suspicious how no one called for help, even though they all admit he was clearly not well. There is a possibility that some of them took a payment to make sure this went the way it did. As crazy as all of this might sound, we must remember we're talking about Young Thug here, the man who admitted he's a Freemason and was confirmed to be involved in sacrifices. I honestly believe that Kwon could have been set up, and even though I'm not blaming his family, I feel like their behavior is suspicious from what I see in that video. We know that in Hollywood, many people pass away in the most mysterious ways. The industry is wicked, and every day we only get more and more proof of that. I hope the truth gets revealed about Kwon, as no man deserves an ending like this. Well, I'ma end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.